This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I know a lot of you are stuck in traffic on the South Side. It's a mess. We get it. So why not laugh a little bit at our expense? Sometimes we deliver this with our own flair. Sometimes it's with a horrible mistake. Sometimes we mispronounce a word or we just screw up the joke. So here we go. Sam.
Yes.
From 6249, as we do Terrible Joke Tuesday for the first time ever in Rush Hour. You know, I relabeled all the spices in my wife's spice rack.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not in trouble yet, but the time is cumin.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
Did you hear about the hunter who had deer hooves for hands?
No.
He was bambidextrous.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's going
knock,
on, buddy?
Knock.
Who's there?
Ah.
Who?
Werewolves of London.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana.
What do you call a pea that has fallen off a fork?
I don't know.
An escape pea.
Like I said at the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the delivery is just a touch off. Dana.
Yes.
How do you organize an outer space themed party?
I don't know. How?
You just plan it.
Plan it. Hey, Sam.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the difference between a good burger and a shooting star?
I don't know.
The burger is very meaty, but the other is a little meteor.
Yep, that delivery. Not hitting. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's going on?
How do you get a farm girl to marry you?
I don't know.
A tractor.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What happened when the frog didn't make his car payment?
Ooh, I don't know.
His car got towed.
Sam.
Hey, Dana.
What do you call a mythical Scottish creature that roams around ringing doorbells?
I don't know.
The Knock Les Monster.
Hey, Scott.
Sam?
You know, I was in my friend's garage the other day, and he was pointing out a tool in there. He said, yeah, that's my stepladder.
Huh.
I said, oh, really? I never knew my real ladder.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did you hear about the clairvoyant dwarf who was running from the law?
No.
Yes, he was a small medium at large.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, this is from Molly, who is 9 years old.
Oh, go ahead, Molly.
Dana, what did baby corn say to mama corn?
What did baby corn say to mama corn?
Where's popcorn?
Hey, Sam.
Two times in a row. Go ahead.
I tell you, my friend is dating a girl called Rosemary.
No.
I don't know what he sees in her.
Hey, Dana.
Delivery today.
What does it mean if you can't stop collecting lizards, snakes, and turtles?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, they call it reptile dysfunction.
All righty then. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'll do this. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
This is from our generation, from 4102. How do you know how heavy a chili pepper is?
I don't know.
You just give it away now.
Nice. Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
What did the janitor say? Hey, Scott.
Sam, I think this is the last time we do it in rush hour.
Rush hour is not working.
What did the janitor say when he came out of the closet?
I don't know.
Supplies.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What did the fish say when he was doing a magic trick?
Ooh, I don't know.
Pick a cod, any cod.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
If you bump your head on a coffee maker, does it leave a bruise?
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
I went to the zoo this week, and I tell you, I saw a baguette in a cage.
Really?
The zookeeper told me it was bred in captivity.
Hey, Sam. From
yes?
2959, you know, there's an old saying that says money doesn't grow on trees.
Really?
Well, if that's true, then why do banks have branches? Food for thought.
From the text line. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You know, the Amish lottery is up to 4 dozen eggs.
Oh, God. I was avoiding this one.
Yeah. Oh.
Go ahead. Well, is that the punchline?
Buy your tickets now.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Did I tell you that Jack told me he can talk to vegetables?
Really?
That's right. Jack and the beans talk.
The delivery today.
What is going on?
Sam?
Yes?
Did I tell you my credit card company sent me another camouflaged bull in
really?
The mail? Yeah, it's those hidden charges that you really have to watch out for.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
No, Europe who?
Hey, Dana. I tell you, my hotel tried to charge me $10 extra for air conditioning.
No.
That was not cool.
Wow. Sam.
Yes.
I tell you, I always get nostalgic putting my car in reverse.
No.
It really takes me back.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left
and him. And that is it. Safe travels home tonight. Hope everybody gets home safely. And
10-2, people. 10-2.
You're not going to get home on time, but just take it easy. Deep breaths. We've got the president coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. We will carry that live.
You'll still hear it in your car.
You're welcome. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another, especially in traffic. Good night.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.